Now, this is the way that's increasingly used, what you might call icon arrays or pictograms or something like this. So I don't know anyone else, they had some offer on, so I spat into a test tube, a plastic tube, and sent it off my spit off to 23andMe in the States, and they analyzed some genetic markers and sent me a link to a website where I can click and find my genetic risk of various diseases. Interesting. I don't know anyone's done this, but you get all this lot, diabetes, for free. And then if you want to know the Alzheimer's one, you've got a little lock, and you have to say, I really, really, really want to know this before you can click on it and find out. Anyway, I'm not going to tell you what I found. But that's my diabetes risk, according to these 9 genetic markers that 23andMe look at. And it's communicated in a way to show out of 100 people like me with my genotype, about 26 will get diabetes on average, and out of people like me, about 31 will get diabetes type 2 between 20 and 79. Now, the crucial thing is, of course, this is not my risk. You know, I'm 59, I haven't got it yet, so there's got that information. That was my risk at birth, given only that information, you might say. And that's a very limited number of genetic markers. All my background, my family history, all other things aren't taken into account. So that is not my risk. So actually the communication, though, is actually very honest, because it doesn't say this is your chance, this is the probability. It says out of 100 people with sharing those genetic markers. So this is actually, I'm not sure you think about it, I think it's a really, actually rather good piece of risk communication. It's honest about the information they're providing. It's showing the part-to-whole comparison. Am I a blue one or a black one? And we can see those. So there's arguments about whether you should scatter these or not, and we'll come to that bit.